Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson ordered the new rule. It says people will no longer have to show a new passport, an amended birth certificate, or a court order to change the designated gender on a state ID.
People who would like to correct their sex designation on their IDs will only need to complete a form, come into a branch office, and have their photo taken.
They would also have to pay a $9 fee and swear an oath. The ACLU sued the state in 2015, demanding a policy similar to this one. The ACLU cheered the new rule, saying this allows transgender people to get an accurate ID. I'm Rick Pluta.